Thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy, let's go.
Welcome to the show, your boy Pretty Tony in the building, you know. January, you coming to you live, kind of players in the house. Me along, my ace bone cone, my man.
Hey, hey.
Black power to the fullest. What's up, K-Dizzle?
Everything's beautiful, brother. Everything's good. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Can a player play in the building?
This week's show is called The Game Never Stops and Never Quits. We're talking about, you know, everybody always talking about running game. But before we get going, I want to take a quick little sidebar because, you know, your boy, you don't just come on here to talk. We'll be trying to really share this game, this common sense. You know, whatever we got to share with you and ourselves to keep us motivated. I want to read you a quick quote out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. It says, respecting the game means knowing the history of what you're getting into. You can't be fly by night because at the end of the day, your game affects your life as well as the other people involved. But being up front is the way to go. No exception to the rule. Fair exchange is not robbery. And to rob someone of their emotional wealth is never cool. Play is play. That's what we do. Point blank, period. We're the king of hearts. Rule number one, being a player. And for anybody wondering, okay, Pretty Tony, what you getting at? Man, I've just been, you know, checking some wild stories out, man. The first one that really moved my heart, why I even started off with that quote, was about these young folks down in Florida, Mr. Josh Camacho, Rachel Wade, and Sarah Ludeman. These are teenagers, man. Homeboys are wannabe players, tattooed up into your up-and-coming rapper. Got these two young ladies, wrapped them around his little fingers. Next thing you know, they're arguing back and forth on voicemails, MySpace. And one of the young ladies end up stabbing the other one to death. Now, I mean, that's what I be talking about on this show. That's exactly what I talk about. That's exactly why I write the books, man. You got to know the rules to the game. Because he robbed those two young ladies of their emotional wealth, man. Now, one of those young ladies is gone. Her parents no longer have their beautiful daughter. And the other young lady is serving like 27 or 30 years or whatever it is she's got to serve. Now, her life is gone. Because, A, they didn't know the rules to the game, and B, he damn sure didn't know the rules to the game. It's not cool, man. I'm not one of these folks out here glorifying. When we talk about player stuff on here, there's rules to the game, as with basketball, football, the game of chess. Anything you do in life got rules. And, homie, from a real player to you, that was not even cool on any level, man. That young lady is gone. She danced in the final dance, the great equalizer, ain't never to come back home.
Question for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Sound like you're making Player Bill totally responsible because Baydays, somebody, didn't have enough sense. I mean, ain't they responsible for some of that?
Go ahead. I'm not putting it all on player. I'm not putting it on the young cat. What I'm saying is, understand the read. That's a cautionary tale that I'm throwing out there. Of getting caught up in things you don't understand. A, the person initiating the game don't understand it, and the participants in the game don't understand the rules of the game. So this is more like a cautionary tale of how things can quickly spiral out of control when you're caught up in a game you don't understand. Did I clarify myself so you got more questions?
No, that's a good one. So, yeah, I do. But, no.
Come on, because I know you got something cynical. I know that laugh. Let's rock it. What you got to say, brother?
So, you know. I don't know. I don't think my heart would let me go stab somebody just because I want to be with somebody else. I don't think my brain would let me do it either.
That's you, though, brother. That's you, though. Now, hold on. Somebody already knocking, and I think I know which suspect it is. There goes the neighborhood. Welcome to the show, 111.
That's right. Neighborhood's gone. Neighborhood's going to stay gone.
Good. Joe.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for this girl going to stab this other girl because they was trying to get with Player Bill?
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, it's a story out of Florida, man. Teenagers got caught up in love triangle, not understanding what the game they were playing. One of the young ladies ended up stabbing the other one to death.
Women's women. Yeah, they just say that women are finally catching up to men. It's the same old game, same old story being played out through the millennia. People get jealous, People don't like their boyfriends, girlfriends being stolen, quote-unquote stolen. They go and retaliate. Eh, same old crap.
Yes, indeed. The game never stops and it never quits. We're putting it out there, you know. Women always blaming brothers that, okay, brothers run way too much game, but at the center of the game, it all comes back to one thing. You know, brothers trying to get that affection they need from the young ladies, but who's deceiving who, ladies? You know, that tale that I threw out there was just a, wow, the switchboard just lit up. Okay, hold on. I'm going to let y'all in. 732 area code, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome
Hello?
To the show. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. How about
good.
I'm doing real good, real good. I just wanted to say that when my dog has its period, I love eating it, and it tastes so good.
I knew it was a drive-by right away.
Fuck it in the ass.
Drive-by right away. Knew it.
I'm happy for you, brother. You keep on enjoying your life and doing what you do. hold on. let's see who this is now. Knock, who's this? 609 area code. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. That was some caller.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're a drive-by, too.
Holy, what?
And you're a drive-by, too.
I'm a drive-by? What does that mean?
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Welcome to the show, brother. Speak your piece. We're glad to have you.
Which one of you motherfuckers got the biggest, blackest cock?
You see what I'm saying? I know it from 2 seconds. 2 seconds in a call. I know it. I know it. I've been on Blog Talk.
Joe, you sniffed them out, didn't you, Joe?
I've been on Blog Talk for 3 years. I can smell these fucking assholes.
Oh, man.
I'm just confused. What they looking for, something to suck on? Why? I mean, what's their thing?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, he specifically asked which one of y'all have the biggest. I mean, gosh.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
like,
Tony,
wow, does it really matter?
Nah, not as long as it fits inside the mouth. Of course not.
Joe, you were about to say something, brother. What were you about to
say, sir? If you get any more, like, say, 2 or 3 calls on the switchboard, most likely it's going to be like college people trying to make a drive-by run. I've been on Blog Talk for 3 years. This shit happens every once in a while.
Okay, it's all good. Hold
yeah.
On. We got to crack the door open. 702, you live with us.
Oh, good. Another drive-by.
Hello?
Oh,
yes,
this
ma'am.
One's going
to
be a big drive-by. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you
clearly.
Okay. I wanted to comment on the love triangle with two females and the gentleman. It's to blame on both parts, on the guy and the girls, because the guy was, you know, he thought he had enough game, and the girls were stupid enough to believe what he was saying. So, old girl that stabbed, the girl got what she deserved by going to jail for life, and the boy, he needs to be right along in there with her.
Well, he actually was not charged in the case since he was not involved in the act, even though it was long suspected that he stoked the fires that encouraged the behavior by both parties. And not only that, MySpace and Facebook played a significant part in it because, you know, with everybody posting their life on these sites now, you know, it just fueled the fire of what was going on. But don't go nowhere, man. Stay right there with us. We got somebody else that I guess wants to say something, but hey, like Joe says, it might be a drive-by. Liberal 141, welcome to the show. What did you want to add?
Great show.
Hello? Yes, welcome to the show. You wanted to add some flavor to the gumbo.
Yes. I wanted to have some comments on what you just said. The game never quits. The comments I have to say, and I feel really personally, the truth is that men
drive by.
No. I feel that men are the people responsible for accepting a lot of things women that they should never accept. Because you said in comment that you feel that a lot of men are accepting bullshit from girls that they're just to get a kiss. But that's the problem. I don't understand why men are accepting to themselves to be put down, slapped, talked incorrectly, and all that just because they want to sleep with a woman. They should be man enough to say, you know what, you're not going to treat me that way. You're not going to be that way with me. And if you want to be that way with me, you're going to be with somebody else.
Oh, hey, is this Stanley?
Yes.
Hey, Stanley, how you doing? This is Joe.
Very Joe.
Wow, we got a family reunion.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
Well, at least it's not a drive-by.
Liberal, I want to ask you a question. So you say that the blame falls squarely at the foot of the men because we're so enamored with the woman, we just accepting what they're dishing out?
Yeah, because if you're a real man, you know that you won't accept that. If a woman is disrespecting you, it is you as man to say, you know what, you're not going to do that. If you're going to do that, you're out. If you disrespect me once, you're out. You tell her once, and that's it. You play that game of we're not going to be together and sleep together because I'm mad at you. You know what? You're out. If you're going to treat me like you're...
Hold on. Listen up. We got some young ladies on the line. I'm going to let them respond. Ladies, are you there? 702. Did you want to respond to my man's comment?
Well, he has a point. The guy should have been real, but he wasn't. So it's the blame on both sides. I'm not just going to sit there and say, oh, it's the guy's fault because he shouldn't have been trying to throw out game. No, it's the female's fault as well.
I want to, Tony.
Yeah.
I got some questions for 702.
Go ahead.
All right, 702. First off, I don't know that much about the case. Was this guy lying or was he just somebody that the girls liked?
Both.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
The reason why I'm asking is because she said the guy should have been in jail along with her. Now, she stabs some girl, and this guy has to join her in the jail cell?
Because he was fucking with both of them. He
so?
Was playing with both of their hearts. So, therefore,
wait a minute,
he
wait a minute.
Much to blame
wait, wait
as
minute,
she
wait
is.
Wait a minute. Was the guy honest with both of them? Did he tell both of them, I'm sleeping with you? And I'm sleeping with you.
According to that,
he was messing with both of them, then we wouldn't have this conversation right now. There wouldn't be some girl dead and her family mourning the loss of her and some other girl.
Yeah. That's the pity argument. The thing is that if this guy tells both of them that he's dating both of them, he's to blame, according to you.
If he was honest with
I don't know if he told him, but more than likely they probably do if they're sitting there fighting over him.
Then how is it his fault?
He's playing with their emotions.
How's he playing?
Hold on. Young lady, hold on. Joe, hold on. Let me say the facts as it came out in the court case. In court, the young man did say that the young lady in her testimony said that she thought she was in an exclusive relationship. The young man testified in court that all parties involved were fully aware that he was into open relationships, so we don't think the blood was on his end because he said everybody was aware of what was going on. But the young lady defended herself and said she thought she was in an exclusive relationship.
Exactly. So if that's the case, the guy has nothing to be ashamed of. He has nothing to be guilty about because you got to let know women. If a guy is coming to you telling you, I'm sleeping with you and I'm sleeping with another woman, and you, as a woman, think I'm going to be exclusive, that's on the guy because the guy was honest from the beginning. You know what? I'm sleeping with you and I'm sleeping with that guy. You women have a tendency of saying, I'm going to change him just because I sleep. He's going to feel so wonderful because he's sleeping with me and he's going to be exclusive with me. We don't have that problem, guys. So it's on you. I'll take honesty.
Hold on, liberal. We got another young lady.
What?
Hold on.
Men don't have that problem? Yes, they do, because men go around killing females because they don't want to do this, because they lame-ass motherfuckers. So don't sit there and say that men don't have that problem, because they do.
Hello, are you there, 702? Not the young lady that was talking before, the other young lady I just spoke to. Are you there?
They don't want
to
say
are you
that,
there? Man. Okay, well, we'll put the other one back on because she's got a point to make. Miss 702, are you with us?
Yes. There was an incident out in Vegas where a lady broke up with this dude because for whatever reason. So the guy that she broke up with decides he wants to build a bomb and kill her and the dude that she was messing with. So don't sit there and say it's just females going around killing females
you,
for dudes.
You don't come
it's
on this,
the same thing.
You don't come on here with too much of a bias, do you?
No, yeah. I do. I was saying it was both of their faults, but since you want to sit there and say
please.
That it's all women's fault. No, fuck that. It's the men and the females' fault.
It's not the difference.
Like just gonna
men
say.
Got more issues than us females do. Bottom line.
Like
no, we don't. Because women cannot.
We got a barn burner going today.
Hey, sure do.
Women, you can take honesty. It's the day that you'll pay for honesty, the day that you'll take responsibility for the choice you make, then we won't have any problem. The day that you stop blaming men for every choice you make, you decide to sleep with the asshole.
Hey,
that
see,
is in you.
God made everybody the exact in his image, right? Everybody has a mind of their own. So therefore, old boy needs to be in jail because he's guilty.
Wait a minute. How do you come to that conclusion?
Because he might not have killed her, but he does have the blood on his hands
well
as old girl.
You know what? You got to learn a little bit of logic, just a little bit. First off, you say people have minds of their own, and now you're saying he has to go to jail.
He didn't have to play both of them girls. He didn't have to sleep with both of them. So neither one of them girls
had a mind of their own.
Obviously not. They did. They chose to be with him. So they to blame too. He's to blame. I'm not just singling them out.
Yeah, okay. Logic. Okay.
Men and women.
Hello.
In
logic.
This situation.
Logic. Hello.
Are
logic
both to blame.
You have to go according to certain types of logical thinking, reasonable, rational.
Okay.
Stuff. Let's
so
do that.
He did
wait
not
a minute,
have to date
did
or
he,
fuck with both
he
of them females.
Did he not let these both of these women know that he was dating both of them?
Yeah, they knew.
Let's
he told
to
them.
That.
But still,
no, no,
if he knew
on,
that
on
one
second,
female
please.
Was getting more serious,
hey, oh,
he should have cut her off.
My show. Whew. 702. If he let them know, right, and they're supposed to be responsible for their own minds, right? He's honest with them. So if he's honest and they start doing things that are irrational, that means.
He could have stopped it.
Excuse me.
He could have stopped it.
Excuse me. If he told them they have minds of their own and they start doing things which are irrational, that means it's not his fault. Logic.
It is his fault because he could have stopped it.
You
he could have been a real man and stopped it.
Yeah.
But did he?
Okay, if you don't
want to
go
didn't.
By logic, I can't help you.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how could anybody stop anybody that's irrational and over the edge.
702?
They're weak-minded. They're weak-minded.
Yeah, my point still is I don't see how you or anybody else can stop a stalker from doing anything to you that's in his mind to do. How do you stop that?
He could have stopped it long before that. Once he seen that old girl was crazy, he could have stopped fucking with her.
First off, you're making too many assumptions.
I'm not making assumptions. I'm just saying, if he wanted to, he could have stopped fucking with the crazy girl, but he chose not to.
Okay.
That's just like if I'm fucking with two dudes and one starts getting crazy, I'm going to cut one of them off. Plain and simple. That's called using my brain. That's called using knowledge.
we take your example, you're sleeping with two dudes, like you say, and one of those dudes might kill the other dudes. Are you responsible for that action? You're not. You're not. If you were honest with two dudes saying, you know what, I'm sleeping with you, and I'm sleeping with you, you're not responsible for their action. You're responsible for only one person, yourself. You're responsible for your action that you do. You're not responsible for other people's actions. That's called responsibility.
Hold on, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Woo, we got a barn burner going on today for everybody just tuning in. Welcome to Can a Player Play. I think we have touched on a hot-button topic today. We're going to take a quick break.
Tony,
I want to make sure we shout out the good folks over there at World Movement. Our official sponsor, www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music, movies, everything they got going on over there. And as usual, they help us, you know, pay the bills over here, kind of play, and keep the show going. And we got a barn burner going on, talking about the game don't stop and the game don't quit. I put it on earlier about the young man down in Florida with the two young ladies, where one young lady ended up taking the life of another one. And we're talking about the game. I started off to talk the show with the cautionary tale. And I also read a quick quote from the book Player Step Your Game Up. And I'm going to read it again because this show is about spreading common sense. Respecting the game means knowing the history of what you're getting into. You can't be fly by night because at the end of the day, your game affects your life as well as the other people involved. So being upfront is the way to go. No exceptions to the rule. Fair exchange is not robbery, and to rob someone of their emotional wealth is never cool. Players play. That's what we do. Point blank, period. Now, even in saying that, I'm going to tell you of another tale of the NASA employee, Miss Shannon O'Rourke Griffin. Her and her husband, a retired Air Force colonel, because the folks we were talking about before were immature teenagers. Now we're talking about seasoned veterans in the game. Her Air Force retired husband decides he wanted to have an affair with his psychiatrist. And in a therapy session, he decided to reveal this to his wife, who in turn looked up the young lady, drove from their home all the way to Missouri, and basically whacked the psychiatrist. Let's talk about that a little bit. Where does the fault lie with that one? I'm going to let Joe in on that. Joe, go first, brother.
Did you cut off Stanley, too?
No, I'm going to let Stanley right back in. I just muted y'all from it. Stanley's right back in. Everybody's on. Let's go.
Okay. Because Stanley's new to the show. He doesn't know that, you know, if you cut him, that you let him back in.
All right. He's there, brother. Liberal 141. Go ahead. You want to speak on that one?
It comes back to, and Joe agreed with me, 99% for that. It comes back to responsibility. If a guy comes to a woman he's married to, like you just said, and to his wife, I want to have an affair with another woman, and tell that to his wife. His wife goes all the way and whacks the other woman that he wants to have an affair with. The guy is not responsible for that act. It is the wife who's responsible for that act. That's called responsibility. You are only responsible for what you do. You are not responsible for other people's actions.
I happen to agree with him, but at the same time, this is something a little bit different because a psychiatrist is paid not to disrupt anybody's trust. And here she is messing around with this girl's husband. She should have really smacked the hell out of the guy. She should have.
But Joe, this is an emotional female first. Her job is second.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but at the, yeah, she yeah. is an emotional female. I mean, all women are emotional. Take a look at listen. Look at 702. But the thing is, for her to she betrayed her Hippocratic oath, because to be a psychiatrist, you have to be a medical doctor, and you can't do any harm to your patients. And then she goes and sleeps with this guy. The wife, first off, the guy shouldn't have told his wife. Okay, he probably did that because he knew that the wife was unstable. And, she, you know, this is a good case of of the guy's very intelligent. The guy can be guilty of murder, because if he knew that the wife was going to go off and kill this is a case of like a TV scenario, like a TV script, like a Columbo type of thing.
Oh yeah.
Nah, man, we got to hear what 702 got to say about this one right here.
Oh, I'm going to let 702 right back in.
Here we go.
702, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
What you got to say about that?
First of all, not all with everybody is emotional, not just females, because there are some crybaby-ass boys. But back to the subject, let me speak, please. Let me speak. You had your turn. Let me do my thing now. Now, oh boy, that told his wife he wanted to sleep with somebody shouldn't open his mouth and said, oh, I'm about to sleep with a psychiatrist, so his wife could go and kill the psychiatrist. Yeah, he's as much to blame as his crazy ass wife.
Are you for real? Seriously.
He shouldn't have opened his mouth and said, oh, I'm sleeping with such and such. That's where men fuck up at. They go and run their mouth, they let shit slip, and that's how things get started.
But the man decided to be honest with his wife.
Okay, so he could have said anybody. But why give out the girl's name?
But listen.
Why give the girl the address?
Okay.
If he knew his wife was crazy... He knew she was going to go and kill her.
Where do you come up with these assumptions?
He didn't know. Even
because one of your callers said it. I'm just stating the facts of what your caller said.
Okay, can we have
I think you're freaking crazy.
What you're saying. The guy said the honest truth to his wife, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Fine, be honest. Don't give...
No, let's do it one step at a time. The guy was honest. Told to his wife, I'm cheating with my psychiatrist. I'm giving you the right.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
The husband went to his wife and told him, I'm cheating with another woman, and she knows the woman is a psychiatrist, right?
Yeah. After he told her, his wife.
Okay. Second of all, the wife, which is not the husband, decide to drive all the way to her place and take a gun and kill the psychiatrist, right?
Because the husband told his wife who he was sleeping with.
Because, let's go to that, and then you can come with because. Let's go to that. Yes or no?
To get somebody else killed, I'm sleeping with this lady because I don't want to fuck with you. Then just divorce her. Separate her. Don't go and get somebody else killed.
I'm going to stop.
Just go with my logic and I'm going to stop.
The woman, the wife, went all the way to the
psychiatrist
for the money. Shook the guy. Yes or no?
Yeah, she went
because
she's stupid and she's crazy.
Let's stop there. Now, the wife had the choice to drive all the way and go to the psychiatrist. The wife could have easily said, hey, I'm not going to be with you anymore. I'm going to divorce.
And the husband could have easily done the exact same thing. But no, he's trying to be a player and do all this and stick his dick in every fucking pussy that he can.
You know what?
He's got the psychiatrist skill.
I kind of think she gave us an explanation for the cause when she said that the woman was stupid and crazy. I think that summed it up right there.
Yeah. You cannot blame.
The guy could have easily told his wife that he was done with her and moved on.
Let me ask you a question. Are you responsible for the action that I do in my life? Yes or no?
No, because I don't even know you. No, but if I'm married and my husband goes out because I'm cheating on him and kills somebody else, then I will be responsible because I gave up the information.
Listen, are you responsible of my action I do, even if I'm your husband? Yes or no?
I'm not responsible for your actions, but I can prevent you from going and killing the person if I'm giving you information.
Stop. Shut it. Am I responsible for action that you do, even if you're my wife? Yes or no?
Yes, if you're giving me the fuel, you are responsible.
Oh.
women are just as responsible, and so am I.
It's not a question. I asked you a direct question. It's yes or no. You could come with a comment after. I asked you the question.
I was giving you my answer. I was
yes.
giving you my answer with an
yes
explanation.
No. It's a simple
not
question.
A comment, an explanation.
Hey,
moving
hey,
on.
702.
Thank you. Moving on.
Hey, 702, why don't you listen
yes.
to them and start, you know, start doing things logically.
What? My question. Are you responsible for my action even if I'm your husband? Yes or no?
If I'm giving you the fuel, yes.
Or no. Yes or
I'm
no?
I'm giving you the fuel.
No.
All right, look,
Dan, can you not hear? Can you not hear?
I'm not getting any
sense. I don't see the husband giving her, yes. her the fuel.
No.
It might have been her mother
and
father for having a dysfunctional child. Because nothing that man could do could make anybody or woman go take something to extreme measures like that. Because they are in control of their own actions.
Okay,
ultimately.
But she was given the fuel.
No, it don't matter. It don't matter what he did
or
didn't do.
Yes, it does matter. Yes, it does matter. If I'm married to you, first of all, I'm not agreeing with homegirl somebody. Dude is responsible for the actions, but with a part of the conversation that I noticed y'all that are skipping over, if he's been married to this woman, if you're in a relationship with somebody, male or female, and you spend enough time with them, you know their mental mind state. You know their mental mind state. So to give somebody the fuel, as she keeps saying, because you know you're already on rocky roads.
Yeah.
You know if she's jealous and crazy. Why would you give her this information? All you have to do is be like, look, we over. You know, this situation's unconclusive. I'm moving on. You ain't had to give out the name. You ain't had to tell you who you were
Thank
doing
you.
It to.
Well,
all
maybe
you
he
to
didn't,
do is
well,
be like,
maybe
yo,
he didn't,
we
maybe, maybe he didn't give out the name. Maybe he might have had one of them women to go in people's pockets and look through people's telephones or play people's answer machines and do all kind of little evasion-type stuff. Maybe he didn't do that. Maybe she found it on her own. What then?
And he was stupid enough to leave it lying around.
We're speculating. We're all speculating, but at the end of the day, the end result is this. The lady is gone now.
Yeah. And who did the act? Is it the husband who did the act? Your husband had nothing to do with it. It is the wife.
No, but he could have prevented it. He could have kept his mouth shut.
Lady.
He could have silently went and got a divorce or separation.
You know what? You're the same person, I bet you, that if he said nothing and she found out, you would say, well, he should have told her.
Exactly. So you're damned if you
no,
do
I
that.
No, I would have taken no. If I would have found out, then I would have taken it up with him. Not
and
go after the other female.
He would have said what? He would have said,
so when,
I,
so
yeah, I'm having an affair.
Not,
and then she's going to
okay,
say,
and I
well, who are you
like,
having an affair
over.
With? And you're going to say, I'm not going to tell you?
Shit.
And you think that the,
give two shit
excuse me,
who you was having
hello?
An affair with.
Hello. And then after
I would have left.
Hello. And then after he admits that, yeah, I'm having an affair. What do you think she's going to say? She's going to just go, mum? No, she's going to start questioning him. She's going to start pressing him. Who are you having the affair with? Eventually, he's going to break down and say the psychiatrist, and he's not going to have to tell her what her name is or where she's at because, being the wife, she knows who she is already.
Not necessarily. It could have been somebody else that he met that's a psychiatrist.
Hey, do you know how to think?
Yes, I do. Very well, thank you.
No, you don't.
Do you? Yes, I do. Do you? Because
you
you're just a male chauvinist
life.
Ass pig. That's what
nothing.
You are.
Absolutely nothing.
You are a male chauvinist ass old ass pig
this?
At that.
Of course. Anytime anybody doesn't agree with you, then you got to come out with the freaking name. You're lucky this isn't, boy, would you be roasted now.
What?
I am very proud of being a male chauvinist, and I'm very proud of with Joe's part of being a male chauvinist. There you go. Is there anything else you want to say?
Maybe if he was one of those kind of guys just going out there spending every dollar he get to buy some sex, that would be accepted.
No.
You know, 702, you're the kind of female that finds fault in every guy in every situation.
No. If you're wrong, you're
it's
wrong. Male or female. Male or female.
For being born,
nine out of ten
make.
And the yada, 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 the bullshit goes on.
Responsibility for the choices they make. And I hope one day guys are going to wake up and, you know what, enough. We're not going to take it anymore, ladies. We're not taking it anymore. You want to screw up? You screw up. It's not on us anymore. It's on you.
No, it's just called payback.
You screw up.
Oh, you got such a
okay.
fucking
so
attitude.
Now we back to what I said earlier on. Women been screwing up since Adam and Eve, so they ain't stopped.
Exactly.
It's a man's fault.
We are going to take a quick little musical break here. Hold on. Woo! We got a barn burner going. We're going to play a quick little song from our World Movement record by Mr. Q Harker. As always, www.worldmovement.com, the official sponsors of the show. You know your boy, Pretty Tony. Who is she and what is she to you? Get your copy. Amazon. Let's stick and stay, y'all.
Growing up, I've seen so much pain. In the name of love, so many lives wasted on bad relationships. Choosing to be stuck and don't know how to change. Nowhere to turn, nowhere to run, no, no. This is what I call an ordinary love. I want, baby, ordinary love, baby. I don't need status quo love. Gotta have good old fashioned love, baby, baby. Found in the arms of a woman sent to me from heaven above. I gotta have sweet love, baby, both day and night. Keeps a smile on my face and keeps my heart right. Cause I need a love. I want a super love joint with a woman, yeah, willing to play the part, just like a Romeo and Juliet, baby. I want a love like that. Hey, Rapunzel, baby, let down your pretty long sexy hair. I wanna be where you at.
Welcome back to the show, my man Q Harper right there, www.worldmovement.com. The show, man, we have definitely got a battle of the sexes going on right now. We're talking about game. The game don't stop. The game don't quit. And we're talking about the responsibility for, you know, of our actions. Before we get going, I always like to say that if you're going to play, play. Know what game you're playing, know how you're going to play the game, and let everybody recognize who and what you are. That's what the whole Playology movement is about. You lay the cards out on the table, and you be like, eeny, meeny, meeny, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You give the person the option to choose if they want to roll in your camp. With that being said, sometimes, once again, out of the book, Players Step Your Game Up, I have a quote in there that says, quit talking and listen. Because maybe you'll hear what the next person is saying. Because sometimes women always say they want honesty. Men say we want honesty. But even when you're getting honesty, your delusional ass is hearing what you want to hear. I'm telling you, I'm doing me. If you want to roll with me, come roll with me. in your head you're hearing, yeah, we're going to get married in 6 months and settle down. Is it my fault that you hearing what the hell you want to hear? We go, I'm going to set it off with the shit star, Mr. Joe himself. Joe!
You know what? I was
young age, brother.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing you just finished saying, because I was going to say, you know how people believe that communication is the key? Communication is not the key, because you can talk and talk to 702 until now, until 2016, and she's going to hear what she wants to hear. So communication is not the key.
Hold on. Hold on.
How you respond
to it. You got something to ask while I let 702 back in, brother? Are you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm finished. Let Miss Chauvinist Pig Hater back in.
Well, there is such a thing as a female chauvinist, too.
Yeah, they call them bitches, but...
yeah, yeah, but I didn't say that.
No, I know. I did.
Okay. 702, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Now, I have to ask you a question, ma'am, you know, because... You have brought a lot of color and fire and feistiness to the show today. Now, I'm asking a very realistic question. And the realistic question, and let's see if we can get an answer out of it. If a brother is telling you who and what he is, how he gets down, how
mm-hmm.
he rolls, and
mm-hmm.
you mistake it, and you mistook it, and you done decided, as a lot of women do, and men, let me stick that in there because I know you're going to throw that on there, oh, I'm going to change that person's mind. Is that the next party's responsibility after we done told you how we get down?
No, it's my choice to either stay with you or move on to the next.
Okay, that's a logical answer. You see? And Joe, somebody, you can't give a logical
answer.
Oh,
come on. She says it's my choice to stay or to move on to the next. How about when you stay? Is it still your responsibility to act according to your mindset, or is it his responsibility, even though he told you the truth? Who's got the burden of blame?
We both do. If he's given me...
See, we both do.
Listen, let me finish. If he is given me, or if the female is given the guy the fuel to set their mind off, then, yes, we are both to blame.
See, she's not listening. This is the whole thing of why men and women don't get along. You don't.
That's because men are fucking stupid.
You
y'all lying too goddamn much.
That shows bias right there, Ms. Sesnoto. That shows that to even generalize such a statement.
And why would you say men lie when the whole premise to this thing is the man then told the woman how he
gets down? I didn't say men lie. I said men cry. C-R-Y. Cry.
Okay.
It started with Adam because he was whining because he was lonely. So God took part of his rib and made us females. Eve was stupid.
All right,
and
look, we've
apple,
only got a
so
few
yeah.
minutes left on the show. I want to ask you a question again. This again, Tony says to you, if a man tells you the truth and you stick with him, that's going to be his fault?
No, that's my fault for sticking with him. But
that?
If he is somebody... I just said that,
nah,
you dumbass.
It has to
you
be dragged
can't
out of
clean
you.
Your ears out. Clean your ears out because I said that.
You didn't say squat.
Yes, I did.
You said cry, lie, men blame, madam,
my
rib.
Choice to either stay or go. If I choose to stay, that's my fault. If he gives me the fuel.
How can it be your fault
if
all of a sudden he's giving you the fuel?
It's
now his fault.
The fuel would be if he's deceiving me. Telling you y'all in an exclusive relationship, right?
Hey.
No.
I hate stupidity.
Well, what would be the fuel?
If he knows that I'm crazy in the head, if he knows that I'm crazy in the head, or if I'm just so fucking emotional, and he sits there and says, oh, I'm sleeping with such and such, and this and this and this, and this is address, blah, 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 and you know that that's going to set me off, you're giving me that fuel. That's just like if a female does it.
Well, somebody might know something might piss you off, but they still might not know it's to the extent that you're going to go and shoot or kill somebody.
If they've been with me long enough that we've been through down this road so many times.
Again, you're making assumptions. How do you know this stuff?
No, I am not, because I'm not using nobody. I'm saying me.
Okay.
If me and a guy are together for X amount of time.
I feel like I'm talking to somebody from the Twilight Zone.
Joe.
That would be you, Joe.
702.
702. Can I make a point?
You can make a statement, or you can make your opinion.
Your perfect statement, a perfect example.
You
okay?
can't make a point.
Okay, let me give you a perfect example so you can understand 702. I went out with a date with a lady. Great lady, went out with her for a year. That happened. The woman decided out of her, because she wanted to be mean or whatever, she said something very mean that a lot of guys would have jumped on her and hit her. She said to me, every time I was sleeping with you, Stanley, I wasn't thinking of sleeping with you. I was thinking of sleeping with another man. I was thinking of sleeping with an ex-boyfriend. Okay? Now, I could have had the resolution of hitting her, or I could have made the resolution of leaving her. I made the resolution of leaving her because I didn't want to. She said something bad that could have made me react and let you say the fuel, but I made the choice to not go there.
Okay, and
okay.
Just like I said, it's on both parts.
Let me finish. I did not blame the woman of putting that fuel. You got to understand, any person, human being, could put a fuel to you, but the final choice is yours.
Yes, but the fuel was provided.
But about it, 702. There's no but. The final choice is yours.
Yes,
like me,
right. Listen, the fuel was provided for the lady to go to Missouri and shoot the psychiatrist.
702.
The fuel was given for the other girl to kill old girl out in Florida.
702.
The fuel was given for the guy to make the bomb to blow up his girl and her new boyfriend.
How many times have guys run away from you?
To say to you something mean, and you have the final decision to say how you're going to react to it. It is your decision. If somebody decides, let's say, to say something mean to you, you could decide to throw on the person, or you could decide to walk off. But the action of the other person is still the same. You make the final decision of what you want to do. That's logic. That's taking responsibility, 702.
Okay, I know what taking responsibility is.
No,
and as for Joe, I don't run off men. Men, I leave them because they're too slow.
Yeah, well, they're too slow. Yeah.
No, 702, you don't, because Joe, me, told you the example, and you keep on saying but. If you knew
the fuel was given. What part of the fuel has been given? The match, the lighter has lit the candle.
You
the time bomb has exploded because somebody added it.
Who are responsible? That doesn't mean you're responsible for others. That means you are responsible.
And so is that other person.
There's no so is the other person.
Oh, God. It's like talking to a wall that...
That would be you, Joe, the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily
because
this is his show and not mine.
Say, woman, you don't.
I wouldn't even call your show, Joe.
Oh, jeez, I would be so sad.
Hold on. We're down to about the last 5 minutes of the show. And this is one of those conversations that are as old as time that I don't think anybody would have any winner on this topic. But we're going to go back and forth because sometimes we're not talking to each other. We're talking at each other. Because truth be told, even though you know communication may not be the primary thing for us to function, it is one of the main ingredients. Well, we've got to learn to communicate with each other. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure we put this public service disclaimer out there. In no way, shape, or form do we encourage domestic violence. Do we encourage, we want to also make sure we send our condolences out to the family of the women we spoke of in both scenarios who have lost their life, because that is definitely a permanent situation that cannot be redone. Ain't no do-over, but the whole point of having this show today was to talk about how we can let our minds get out of control, and emotions and jealousy and love can ruin lives if we don't understand the nature of what we're doing.
understand the nature of the game that we're playing. You got to understand that. First and foremost, above everything else we've said today, is we've got to be more logical in our way of thinking. We've got to, even though things hurt, is it worth taking a human life? I just wanted to make sure we put that public service disclaimer out there. The young lady from 702 kept repeating that, well, if you know I'm crazy, why would you tell me? And then you know you're right. The question is, if I know you're crazy, what the hell I'm doing with you, male or female?
Tony.
I need to be headed for the hills, real talk.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Lou, before we go, brother, I want to send the condolences out to the family of Mr. Leroy Taylor, who's a former group member of mine, friend, and mentor. Leroy Taylor was the bass player for the group, The New Birth, that just passed away. So I'd like to give the condolences and I love and respect and well wishes to the Taylor family.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also we want to say rest in peace to Miss Etta James.
Of course.
Legendary
James.
And Joe Pa, I don't know the circumstances of the whole Penn State scandal, sir, but I will say I don't like the way they just kicked you to the curb after all your years of loyal service to that institution. It kind of ties right back into what we're talking about. Was he responsible for the actions of his damn assistant?
Yeah, good point.
Maybe he should have. Say that again?
I said good point.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out and condolences to the family of Mr. Joe Paterno, who passed away today. And to anybody who's lost a loved one, anybody who's been a victim of domestic violence,
I'd like to
take
give out
some things in the name of love. Go ahead, Joe.
I'd like to give out condolences to any future guy who happens to hook up with 702. Because if you...
Hold on. I'm going to let her respond to that. 702, did you hear that comment now?
Yeah, I heard his old dumbass, the same to him. Because
man,
whoever messes with that man, man or
that
female, because he's probably
yaddy,
gay.
Yaddy,
he probably
yaddy
can't
tell
get
your
no
story
female.
Walk in there, 702.
Oh, jacking off bastard.
Ooh. Yeah, you haven't been, you haven't gotten laid lately, have you?
Oh, yes, I did. Very
yeah?
well, thank you.
Oh,
unlike
good.
You, where you have to sit there and play with yourself.
Hey, do you have
oh,
a question?
I'm gonna have to
do you have
you with
do you have,
right now.
I just want to know, dude. Tony.
Yes.
I just want to know if she has a sister named Joy.
Yeah, I thought of Joy a couple of minutes ago too. About a half an hour ago, I was thinking of that.
I'm a very happy female.
Yeah, as long as
oh,
the batteries work inside your dildo, everything's fine.
I don't have a dildo. Sorry, sweetie. You just wish. You wish you were my dildo. Anyways, moving on. Pretty Tony, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to stop this right here now. Me and K-Diddy will be right back here next week. We're going to stir up some more ish. We're going to come up with something to let y'all think a little bit. Live a little bit, y'all. Love a little bit. Spread some joy. Do not be a force of negativity. The comments expressed on this show today is just that. We're just here to talk a little bit. Don't forget to check it out, www.worldmovement.com. Who is she and what is she to you? Playerology, Player Steffi Gamer, the Playerology Trilogy. You know what I mean? We love you. Take Diddy. Tell us some good folks how much you love them, man.
And just remember, y'all did it. We didn't. Come back next week. We love you much. Hey, Dizzle in the house. Yeah, y'all did it. We didn't. Boom, 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 girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order or stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style.
Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number. And I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me your shoe. And if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, friends.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just ain't not thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name and maybe sometime we can move out, hang out, just you.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called. Cause the way you walked away, since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my feet. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by. You can just chill
with us.
Or you can just chill with me. Long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me, cause
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanna know your name and maybe sometime
we can
hook up.
We
and
can.
Maybe we can hang out.